thought, the perfect conversation, the perfect rendezvous, the perfect evidence, the perfect everything about life is just there as you walk through life. It's like you're walking across the pond, and every time you reach your foot out, a stone puts itself there to keep your lily whites dry. You just walk and walk and move, and the cooperative universe says, we know you'd like this, we know you'd like this, you've already requested this, how about this? You have time for this today, what about this? Would you like this, would you like this, would you like this? And you move through life saying, yes, thank you very much. I remember asking for that, yes, thank you very much, yes, thank you very much. But then what happens, sometimes, pretty often, sometimes, you turn on CNN or something, or you go to work, or your wife comes home. Any number of things could do it. And you find yourself out of the vortex. Out of the vortex and not in vibrational frequency. And it's like now the universe has cut you off. It's like instead of lights changing and traffic opening and things going well for you, it's like drawers are slamming on your fingers and things are dropping on your feet and bill collectors are calling and unpleasant things are happening. And we say, just get back in the vortex. But most often you say, well, wouldn't that be nice if I could just do that? But there is something so compelling or something so big, people say, Abraham, it doesn't feel like I'm thinking these negative thoughts. It's like these negative thoughts are thinking me. And we want you to understand that if you could just make peace with not being in the vortex, you'd get right back in. It's your struggle. It's your complaining. It's your resistance. It's your justification. It's your rationalization. It's your blaming. It's your guilting. It's your wailing. It's your conversation. It's your blogging. We love you very much. That holds you outside of where everything that you've been asking for is assembled. But this is the most important thing that we want you to hear. It's not just that everything that you want is over here amassing in this vibrational reality. It's that the larger part of you is there. And you, sometimes by virtue of your negative conversation, are holding yourself vibrationally apart from all that you have become. You just can't have life make you be more and not be it and feel good. When you have what you call your death experience, we lovingly and completely disrespectfully call it your croaking experience, because there is no such thing as death, but there is a little croaking that happens there right at the end. As you have your croaking experience where you release your awareness of what's going on in this physical realm, you release resistance and you reemerge into pure positive energy. You go into the vortex and you have full view and experience of all that you have become. We just don't think you should have to croak to get in the vortex. We know that you can, by virtue of knowing that it's there and by knowing what it feels like to be there and a handful of processes that will help you to get there, and most of all, 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 this is the best way we know of making a point, and most of all, most of all, most of all, and most of all, we've learned that volume doesn't help, most of all, repetitive conversation is what does it. Most of all, 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 making peace with wherever you are by saying, where I am is just fine. This is a step one moment, and good for me. I'm fulfilling my reason for being physical. If I were always and only in the vortex, I'd be dead. But here I am, fully focused, source flowing through me, exploring contrast, making this time-space reality what it was meant to be, the playground in which I get my hands in the clay and I help myself discover what I think would be an improved life experience. And I ask, so step one and step two, we've talked about fully here. Step three is getting in the vortex. Step three is learning the art of allowing. Step three is relaxing into what you've become. Step three is